Juju. Everyone in her group.
The Vindicator. History reported daily.
Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome in to Vindy Sports Live. My name is Corey Christen, and thank you for joining us on Vindy.com and on The Vindicator's Facebook page. Joining me this week, it's only a two-man panel. My man Brian Zenis right across from me. Brian.
We're like Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith.
Ooh.
You're Stephen A.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm handsome, too, so... we'll take both of them.
Oof, okay.
Oof. We're not talking NBA playoffs or anything like that today, though. On the Youngstown First Take, I don't know what you would brand it as, but...
We'll go with that.
Okay. On this week's Vindy Sports Live, though, Cleveland got some huge news. The city of Cleveland, not Cleveland Indians or anything like that. Maybe the Cleveland Browns, if you
they
want
got all the stuff.
If you want to group them in there, yeah. They did get all the stuff. We'll hit that. Of course, we got to catch you up on high school athletics with Brian and track and field. Baseball, softball, it's all starting to wrap up with playoffs, and you spent a lot of this past weekend, covering track and field championships, I know that.
Yeah, it is, it's been pretty exciting, just all over the place. I mean, it's kind of like a blur. I mean, at the end of all this smoke from this week, we'll have about 110, 120 kids from the Mahoning Valley all going to Columbus for a state title.
That's so awesome, especially... varying schools, not just 120 kids, but varying schools are going to be represented.
Pretty much every school in our coverage area goes.
And we'll see two of those athletes in studio in the third segment.
Two of the best.
Brian sits down with Giovanni Coplo and Vincent Mori, a couple of really storied sprinters.
They are the top two runners in the state for the 2 mile.
That's right. So we'll get to them in the third segment. But as I mentioned, the city of Cleveland got some big news yesterday, and it was confirmed with a press conference today. They will host the 2021 NFL Draft, and this adds to the excitement that's already built around, Brian, with the 2019 MLB All-Star Game, 2020 NCAA Tournament at the new, how do you feel about the name, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
Not feeling it.
Okay.
Also, worth noting, this adds on to Cleveland already getting to host the NCAA Division I Wrestling,
yes,
national championships.
What year is that? Is that,
they, that I think that already happened. This is this year it happened.
That did happen. And then 2022, the Q, I'll still call it the Q,
yeah,
gets the NBA All-Star Game. So you now 4 years in a row where there's a major sporting event happening. You got one at Progressive Field, two at the Q, and now one, I don't know where they're going to set it up. I don't know if they set it today. Maybe right on the lakefront, yeah. Who knows? But the 2021 NFL Draft. What's your thought on that, Brian? I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean it's good for the region, and it's maybe Youngstown gets some little residual benefits, maybe a little hotel action, maybe some kids want to come out and see. I don't know, whatever that just take it all in, take in beautiful Northeast Ohio.
I think it's cool because you saw what happened in Tennessee this year when it was in Nashville. And just the support of the fans, they shut down Broadway. They had fans lined up all the way in the back. And I mean, look, we know this is a football town. We know this is a football region.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. Whether it was Cleveland or, quite frankly, if it was Canton.
You know, I just had a thought that just popped into my head about what could make this NFL draft. This is 2021?
Yes.
I wonder, will we see Lynn Bowden in town for that draft? Or if will he be around?
Could be that.
He could be.
We could have a
Mahoning Valley athlete, to starting his NFL dream, in our backyard.
Well, I'm sure there'll be Cleveland athletes starting their dream up there, too. I mean, there's
absolutely
no shortage of football up there. Certainly Northeast Ohio, at very least, as far as high school is concerned. But, Brian, with these four events, the All-Star Game in baseball is within the next couple of months here at Progressive Field, 2020 Men's NCAA Tournament. I believe it's just the first and second rounds of that, regional play. And then the 2022 NBA All-Star Game, obviously, is a big deal. So which one are you most excited for?
Which one am I most excited for? I'm pretty agnostic about the whole thing. I mean, for All-Star Games, the draft, because of my European soccer vacations, I've missed the last three NFL drafts. I've usually had to go on at like 2 in the morning to figure out who the Steelers draft, and then I go back to sleep. Probably, I would probably still go with the NFL draft just because I think, you know, there's a chance that, it, you know, there could be some local meaning to that. You know, we could have somebody from, you know, Youngstown just, you know, getting their name called, and that could be something really, really special to be a part of and see.
I tend to agree because of how big of a hotbed Northeast Ohio is for football. We all know that here, being in the Mahoning Valley. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I just think it'll drive the most traffic out of the three, or out of the four, rather.
Yeah.
You know, being the NFL is widely the most popular sport in America.
Yeah, and the Browns will have a high pick, so, you know, people will be coming out for that.
The Browns should have a mid-20s pick, if things go correctly, I would say. But I'll tell you what, I don't want to sleep on this 2022 NBA All-Star game, and that's solely because I don't know how good the Cavaliers are going to be that year. Quite seriously, just thinking about Colin Sexton, thinking about some of the players that are developing and that John Beilein will draft. I don't know where the Cavaliers, if they'll be good, if they'll be middling, if they'll be bad. So this 2022 NBA All-Star game could be the thing that Northeast Ohio and Cleveland can look forward to in that season.
I think a lot more dominoes need to fall before it can catch the NFL draft, though.
I'd agree to that. But I tell you what, the NBA is a phenomenon that's still growing, and some say it's already past the NFL, you know. So, but I think this is huge, not just huge news for the city of Cleveland and for Northeast Ohio, but I think it's so good for the NFL. Because for years, the Browns have just been the laughing stock, and they've been down in the dumps, and they've been drafting first and second. And now, with the buzz building around them, they're getting primetime games this year, front-loaded, by the way, in the schedule. They're getting all kinds of hype and all kinds of national attention. I know it's a couple years away, but I feel like this could just be, you know, icing on top of a cake of some kind of an era that the Browns are provisionally building. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be the cynical guy from Pennsylvania over here and say, you know, maybe they need to win some games before we can go ahead and say that this is the Browns and Cleveland's ascension. So, but it is a, you know, obviously great for the city, you know, to get all that kind of traffic coming in for all these different events.
I'm sure our friend Tom Williams has some thoughts on Cleveland getting it too.
Yes, he will probably bring up, you know, I guess I'll pose the question to you since he's not here. You know, I imagine Cleveland getting the MLB All-Star game had to do with giving up Chief Wahoo. Do you think that's a worthwhile trade?
I would say so. For the business it's going to bring, and it kind of shuts up a lot of people about, you know, this, that, and the other,
yeah.
politically wise. But, you know, I was sad to see the Chief go. Sad's a bad word. But I was, you know, not thrilled about the Chief leaving. But, you know, that's going to be fun having that game in the city and putting the city of Cleveland on during the summer when it's not basketball related,
yeah.
I should put. How about the, real quick before we take a break here, the celebrity softball game, which takes place every year throughout MLB All-Star Week. It's going to be Cleveland versus the world this year. Instead of the typical, you know, red and blue or American and national, it's, from what I gather, people from Cleveland versus people not from. I think that's really neat.
I am not an expert on Cleveland celebrities, but I'm going to put forth the Vindicator's own Tom Williams for the team, either the Ohio team or the world. He's the biggest celebrity I know.
Where's Tom bat, and what position does he play?
Tom bats eighth.
Okay.
I don't think he's the pitcher, and I think I would stick him. I would put him like in left field.
Okay, that's a fair. I think he catches. Because typically the catcher doesn't have to move around too much.
Yeah.
I think he might catch. But there's a lot of celebrities. I mean, you got five members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. You got The Miz, who's a professional wrestler. Drew Carey, Halle Berry, Michael Simon, world-renowned chef. There's a lot of possibilities for that Cleveland team. So that's going to happen in mid-July. But for now, we have high school athletics, spring athletics, kind of wrapping up seasons, track and field, baseball and softball. So we're definitely going to discuss that on the other side of the break. Right here on Vindy Sports Live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Vindicator, history reported daily.
Hi, I'm Brian Zenz with Vindy Sports Live, and I'm bringing you a sidebar for today. We are right in the midst of the track and field postseason amongst our, you know, Mahoning Valley high schools. As of this taping, we have 17 athletes that have already punched their ticket to Columbus, and more is to come as we progress through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some of the highlights, in a rare, you know, feat at a Division III regional tournament in Massillon Perry, four athletes from the Mahoning Valley took all four state spots in the girls' shot put, with Matthews Claire Miller taking first, followed by Newton Falls' Libby Bereka, Liberty's Alyssa Wilson, and Bristol's Sydney Fenstermark. In prelim action, you know, not quite punching their Columbus ticket, but, you know, still something of interest to watch is Wellsville's Justin Wright. He ran a 10:57 in the boys' 100-meter dash. The significance of that is he is now 0.02 seconds away from tying Youngstown State stars Chad Zallo's mark in that same event when he was in high school. Other highlights from Massillon Perry so far, Badgers Kirsten Tricker and Suzanne Schaefer have taken number one and number two, respectively, in the high jump, and McDonald's Zach Gray has won the boys' discus. We have plenty more to go. We'll have a D2 regionals. We'll start today, actually, Thursday. And D3 and D1 will wrap up on Friday, and D2 will finish on Saturday. So lots to look forward to. This has been a Vindy Sports Live sidebar from me, Brian Zenis.
Vindy Wheels, redesigned for print, online, and mobile with thousands of local rides. It's a no-pressure way to find your next vehicle or to sell your old one. At home or on the road, it's all local all the time. VindyWheels.com.
Need cash? Place a garage sale ad in the Vindicator. Get a free garage sale kit when you call Classifieds now. 330-746-6565, option 4, or email classifieds@vindy.com.
Welcome back to Vindy Sports Live, everyone, right here on Vindy.com and on the Vindicators Facebook page. Corey Christen here, Brian Zenis across the way from me, and we are in late May, like the calendar flew through 2019.
Where did the time
We're already go? Halfway through the year, and with that, Brian, comes the end of a lot of spring sports. Track and field, baseball, softball, lacrosse, a lot of sports are wrapping up right now, and there's still a lot of local teams alive, and we mentioned on the other side of the first break, a lot of runners, a lot of sprinters, a lot of track and field athletes. But how about yesterday? I want to start with softball here. Poland was down five. Was down what? Five runs? Four runs?
Four runs. Down 5-1 in the bottom.
In the bottom of the seventh inning, and they against field, and they came back to win. Amazing win for Poland yesterday. Jackie Grisdale, base hit into right field, kind of. Kept things off for him, and Poland's still alive. It's amazing right now.
Yeah. If this keeps going, you know, Jackie Grisdale's going to have a pretty tough choice to make because she also does track and field.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, you know, she, you know, was able to get to state without any conflicts, but she had a game and district track going on at the same time, had to do that again this year. You know, with state softball being in Akron and, you know, track being in Columbus, you know, it could be a really tough choice, but, you know, Poland seems like the team of destiny right now.
Right now, I mean, they're on some kind of roll, and you know what? That's not to knock anything. You know, last week the news came out with Hubbard and what happened there. It's a tough roll. It's a tough beat, but it's kind of a saving grace that Poland came back to win that game, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to relate, like, what's going on with the softball team to what happened with the baseball team.
And
you want to separate the administrative stuff from the kids. Like, that's what I, like, feel, like, really bad for. Yeah. Like, I feel bad for the Hubbard kids, the Poland kids, because it's not like they really did anything. It's, like, basically an administrative screw-up, and, like, it's, like, the classic thing with any sports involving kids. It's usually the adults that make it bad.
So, yeah, Poland baseball now. Poland softball's alive. How about also in baseball? South Range yesterday. A tough one out in Struthers at Scene Park. Canton Central Catholic held on, beat them 8-6. Defending champs going down. It's still a great season, nonetheless, for South Range.
Yeah, and their outlook is still really bright. I mean, they have two more years of Jake Gehrig, you know, who's, you know, threw a perfect game this year. I mean, the ceiling's still really high for that program going forward.
Plenty of other teams still in action, and I want to shift to track and field before we get to the interview. Obviously, you're talking with a couple of athletes here. in the third segment. But track and field, I mean, there are so many storylines to follow. You know, what are some of the top ones that have really stood out to you? Maybe you can even tease the runners that we're speaking with in the third segment.
Top storylines, I would say the chase between Wellsville's Justin Wright to Chad Zallo over at YSU. Chad Zallo ran a 10:55 in the 100-meter dash, and in the prelims yesterday, Wright ran a 10:57. He's been creeping up on that mark for so long, and if he can break that, I mean, it would just, you know, it would just say the world of, you know, what this kid's capable of. Other big stories. Obviously, the two guys that we're about to interview, you know, Vincent Mari of Howland and Giovanni Coplo, I mean, they've been the area's top two distance runners for 4 years now. This is, they're going to be making their, you know, last run. Mari, you know, running in state last year, he took second. And, I mean, he ran this otherworldly, you know, 9-minute, 4-second 2 miles, which, like, I think before then his time was, like, maybe, like, 10 seconds shorter than that, and he just pulled that out of nowhere and, like, collapsed at the finish line, and it was,
that's
like...
That's a 4.5-minute mile.
Yeah.
What could you run in a
4 miles? When I was in my prime in high school playing soccer, I could run, like, a maybe, like, 7-minute mile. Like, okay. That was probably, like, you know, my prime. I could never get down into the sixes. It was a big source of frustration. On girls' track, you know, East is really good. Janiyah Bowers could, you know, very well win the 100 and 200 down in D2. Mm-hmm. Their relay team, they only had to replace one girl from last year's state runner up team. So that's, you know, another squad that can do really well. Deshanti Allen, you know, could win the long jump as well. Also going around the area, Dominic Perry, he's been, you know, he's not only the best shot put thrower in Division III track and field, but also the best shot put thrower in the state of Ohio out of Crestview. He's a Youngstown State commit. Mm-hmm. Looking really good.
Brian Gorby just knows how to scoop talent up. He knows how to find it, first of all. Then he knows how to bring him in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, it's like a little bit curious. Like, he, you know, for everyone that he gets, like, there's some that get away. Like, for the last couple years, so the top distance runners that we've had in the area are not going to YSU. Mm. Neither Maury nor Coplo, neither of them are going to YSU. Coplo's at Ohio State, and, you know, Maury's at Arizona State, of all places. So,
well,
I mean,
those are still big schools to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, still big schools. But, yeah, going back to Wright at Wellsville, I mean, he has the same kind of career arc as Chad Zallo. I mean, now Ohio State and YSU are going to be playing tug-of-war for this kid for the next year or so, because he's only a junior now.
So we're going to talk to Giovanni Coplo and
yes.
Vincent Mori on the other side of the break here.
Yeah.
Just a little preview on what we're going to hear from them. What do you plan on getting into with them?
You know, these two guys have been, you know, running against each other for a long time. You know, they both are, chasing a state title. Despite, you know, that they've had some really close races with each other, and, you know, they've had stretches of, you know, one hasn't, you know, raced the other, you know, in a while, or one hasn't beat the other in a while, they still, you know, are good friends. And, you know, again, I'm just, you know, every time that they've met each other, they've had amazing things happen.
That's coming up on the other side of the break here on Vindy Sports Live. Brian is going to move over here. Vincent and Giovanni are going to move over there. We're going to take a break here on Vindy Sports Live. When we come back, we'll speak with Vincent and Giovanni. Stay tuned, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, Scott.
In the market to buy, sell, or rent a home? Check out Vindy Homes every Sunday in the Vindicator on Vindy.com or mobile. Every week, you'll find local feature homes for sale and the best area real estate listings, weekly real estate transactions, remodeling tips, apartment directories, and more. Pick up your copy of Vindy Homes this week. Log on to Vindy.com or call 330-746-6561 to subscribe today. 330-746-6561.
Need a job? Looking for employees? Visit the number one website for local jobs, VindyJobs.com. With automated search alerts, resume building tools, social media integrations, and mobile access, it's easy to find the right job or employee with VindyJobs.com.
Hi, everyone. Corey Christen here for your Vindy Sports Live sidebar. They say New York is the city that doesn't sleep. Well, over the next 4 years, at least in the sports world, that is going to be the city of Cleveland. The 2019 MLB All-Star Game is going to be held at Progressive Field in just about a couple of months here. The 2020 NCAA Tournament will be played at the newly renovated Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, replacing Quicken Loans Arena. The 2022 NBA All-Star Game will be held in that same building. And just announced today, and the news broke yesterday, the 2021 NFL Draft will be held in the city of Cleveland off the shores of Lake Erie. And it's adding a whole nother level of excitement into the sports world. And really, it's continuing the train that started chugging right along when LeBron came back in 2014. Whether Cleveland sports teams are winning on the field, whether they're winning off the field by hosting these prestigious events, the city of Cleveland is still rocking when it comes to sports. And who knows, when that 2021 NFL draft rolls around, could there be a parade to supplement it with the Cleveland Browns? Who knows? Can't wait to find out. For your Vindy Sports Live Sidebar, I'm Corey Crisson.
Leisure. Everyone in her group.
The Vindicator. History reported daily.
Hey guys, welcome back to Vindy Sports Live. I'm Brian Zenis, and sitting with me today is two of the top distance runners in the state, in Canfield's Giovanni Coplo and Howland's Vincent Mori. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, you know, we're in the midst of the track postseason. Both of you guys will be competing tomorrow at the regional finals at Austintown Fitch. Gio, you'll be running the 1 mile and the 2 mile, and Vincent, you'll be in the 2 mile with Gio.
Yes, sir.
You know, this stage of the postseason, I mean, you only have, you know, so many few more races left, you know, in your high school career. Kind of, what are you looking to, you know, get out of tomorrow?
Actually, a lot of my competition doesn't know. I'm not going to be racing the mile. I was trying to get a fast time in districts and then just focus on the 2 mile regionals and state and just try to go as low as I can. Sub 9 is the goal at state.
A little bit of breaking news. I mean, did you like just not, you know, not want to do the mile?
Knowing that the 2 mile is so stacked this year and how the competition's looking, I just had to decide to scratch the mile just because there could be a chance I don't get out, and looking for a fast time, I would just decide to focus on the 2 mile.
Okay. You know, both of you put down pretty good, you know, times in the 2 mile. I believe top two in the state at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, seeing yourselves in that spot, I mean, does it surprise you guys?
Honestly, not really. We've kind of been battling out ever since eighth grade. It's just been pretty friendly rivalry, and I can't wait to see what happens the next two races.
I mean, yeah, racing Vinny since seventh grade. I mean, I was knowing him, he was so good, and then I caught up to him, and then since then we've just been battling out for 4 years straight. So coming up on this level and in the collegiate level, I just want to see how it plays out.
What can you tell me about, you know, the first, you know, few times you guys have gone against each other back in middle school?
Seventh grade, actually. I never beat Vinny until one day at our track, at Howland Track. I ran the mile, and I said, my only goal is to beat Vinny. And I finally did it, and then after that, I mean, we just started racing each other back and forth each year.
Do you guys train together?
Somewhat, sometimes, yeah.
When you, Vinny, when did you kind of notice that, you know, Gio kind of was up there, you know, with you, you know, as a runner?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't really long. It was eighth grade, so I think he beat me that first time. I didn't get him again until maybe once in freshman track, and then not again till I think sophomore cross country.
You know, coming up in the elevator and, you know, walking in here, you know, I see, you know, you guys are, you know, back and forth talking about strategies for races. I mean, Phyllis, you know, what are your guys, you know, philosophies as runners? You know, how do you approach, you know, races every day?
I just look at it as I'm one of the top runners. Let these guys do the work for me, and then when I can go, when I know I can go when I need to go, I just trust my speed, trust my coach, and I just get the job done at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, same thing goes. I just gotta believe in our training. We know we've ran the times, been at the meets, had the competition. We just gotta kind of dig down when it gets bad and kind of pull out what we are expected to do.
Gio, when we last spoke, you know, you had just, you know, signed with Ohio State for a, you know, cross country and track. You were coming off of mono, which kind of tanked your cross country season a little bit. You know, health and time wise, you know, where are you at now? And you know, kind of take us through, you know, what's happened through the winter and, you know, through the spring.
After cross, I actually took 2 weeks off, and then I got back to training just for indoor, just focusing on the mile to get my speed under me again. And then, I mean, I've been feeling fine now. I mean, 100%, just ready to go, ready to race hard. So, I mean, I haven't been pushed that much lately. So I'm just ready to go out there and race my best.
How about you, Vincent? How's your, you know, indoor and outdoor season been?
Honestly, my indoor season was great. I ran a faster time in the mile than I ever thought I could. And then outdoor, I didn't think I touched the time, but I ran pretty close to it. So even from then, I feel a lot better. So I think I'm at definitely 100% ready to go, finally ready to race.
Given that you two are, you know, favorites in the 2 mile, like, is there, you know, is there that much of a difference between, you know, running the mile and running the 2 mile in terms of, like, a training and, like, you know, how you prepare for it? And, like, would doing one screw up your preparation for the other that much?
I think if you just train for the 2 mile, I mean, you really work on your endurance, and in the mile, you really work on a lot of speed, I'd say. So training for the 2 mile and the miles, I think, is a bit different. So, I mean, since I'm focusing more on the 2 mile, I have built a lot of endurance, but I've still been tweaking my speed just to get it ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it pretty spot on, but obviously if you would run the mile, you're a little more gas for the 2 mile with a kind of not that long of a break, but it's doable. But mostly the mile is more speed work.
I think, you know, with the length and, you know, some of the races that you guys run, I think it lends itself to, you know, kind of lopsided results, you know, with you and some of the guys you run. I mean, when you're in those moments where you're kind of by yourself, you know, what do you focus on?
It's honestly a little rough sometimes going alone, but then again, you know, you've run the times. You just got to kind of get that pace locked in and get in a little groove and just kind of put your head down and move.
I think that's where you have to be mentally strong. Just think of, like, you've done this before, all your workouts have paid off, and you just got to remember how much work you have put in, and then just watch your form, because at that point, it just matters about your form. Keep your form good, and you'll be fine.
This last year at State, you know, you ran that 904. It was a really intense race for you. What do you recall, you know, about that time, and, you know, how does that help you now?
Honestly, when I was running it, I really couldn't think. I knew I could be with the top guys, but in the moment it was, like, exciting to me. And with about 2 laps to go, one of the runners actually, like, put in a really hard move, and I was like, wow, like, I don't know if I can finish this. And then the 7th lap came, and, like, I was still there, but then again, like, Dustin Horder and a few kids came up on me, and I was like, wow, like, I'm probably one of the, like, slower kickers here. And then I ended up just kind of mentally pulling it out, say, this, I have 1 lap left, this is my last chance. So I just ended up just going all out and putting it all on the line.
Have you ever come close to that time since then?
I don't think I've really had a chance to. I think racing Giovanni obviously brings out an amazing time, so we're hoping the next 2 races, especially at State, to get under that.
When was the last time the two of you have gone against each other?
State meet, our Eastern Relays or State meet last year.
Really? So this whole 2018-19 school year, you haven't seen each other? Well, except for State cross country, I guess.
That's correct. We have not raced each other. This year, we raced each other once down in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
For me, I did not race well. I just mentally wasn't there. And then, I mean, once you get out of that, it goes downhill. If you're not in your mental state, you're ready to go. I don't think I was mentally prepared. On my side, like, my coach got me ready, but I just wasn't there at the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at Louisville, I won Eastern Relays, which was amazing, but I think I was just, the goal was just to keep warm and not get cold, and I wore arm sleeves and socks, which I'm like a kid who doesn't wear socks, doesn't wear anything, just like the lightest possible. And during the race, it didn't really go out too fast, so I just kind of worked with the conditions I had and mentally just kind of broke everyone else.
You've said, you know, before, racing each other brings out the best times in you guys. I mean, what is it about, you know, when you see Gio next year, when you see Vincent next year, that, you know, gets you going?
I think it just gets us going because, I mean, we grew up racing each other. We grew up having success with each other. I think we just want to go out there and compete against each other and see who wins.
Yeah, I mean, we both know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and honestly, we're good enough friends to know not to like mess with that, and kind of we know if we work on each other's strengths during the race, that we'll obviously run really fast. Like I think in sophomore year, Giovanni fell at the conference meet. I picked him up, and he out sprinted me by 2 seconds. But so, yeah, I think that's just we know if we play our cards right, then we'll definitely run a fast time.
Okay, guys. You know, last race, you know, I mean, I imagine both of you will make state, judging from some of the seed times and things like that. You know, what will it take for you guys to be satisfied with your high school careers?
Obviously, I think we're both chasing the state championship, if I'm not, and sub nine for both of us, but trying to go under nine as far as possible in that state championship, pretty much.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate both of you taking the time to speak with me, and thank you guys at watching on your computer screens, phones, or whatever electronic device here at Vinny Sports Live. I'm Brian Zenz here with Vincent Mari and Giovanni Coppola. We'll see you guys next week.